We got Richard from Northwoods Trading Post in Hancock on the horn with us again today. Richard, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Adam. Almost done with this week. How are you doing?
Doing excellent. Got a little sunshine today. Looks like we're going to have a warm-up here. You know, we ended walleye and pike season just in time for the crappie and perch fishing to really start to pick up. That's the reports we're getting from the Portage Lake system. Are you hearing anything about crappie and perch?
You know what, Adam? It's kind of funny that you mentioned that because I did actually have a guy come in here later today and get some waxworms, and I was like, well, where are you heading, you know, just to get some more information. And yeah, he said Chassel Bay, and I was like, well, how's the crappie doing? Because it's been kind of a roller coaster this year. He said it has been picking up in the Chassel Bay area, and I'm pretty sure Portage too, but I haven't heard any reports there, just Chassel Bay.
So are they catching crappies strictly on waxworms, or did you hear anything else?
You know, a lot of guys I see are getting the waxies and then the small crappie minnows and medium fatheads also. So I'm pretty sure they're catching them from as small as a waxworm all the way up to a medium minnow.
Are you hearing anything about how deep they're fishing them in Chassel Bay?
You know, I'm not sure, but you know how I tell other guys, you know, go out there, check where the tents are, and, you know, put your tent about 100 to 150 feet away right in a row, and pretty sure you'll be able to snag a couple.
Typically crappie-like structure, you know, they're kind of like walleye that way versus, say, perch, which you can catch perch mostly on the mud flats where there isn't a lot of structure.
You know what I just heard also, right across from the boat launch, they're catching a crappie on Chassel Bay. So
okay.
I'm thinking on the far side of the bay, right across the boat launch.
Have you heard anything about what they're catching the perch on in the Portage Lake area? I mean, for the most part, almost everywhere else, wigglers has been the hot bait. But some places, you know, they're flip-flopping back and forth. For instance, some spots are like one day minnows, the next day wigglers.
You know, right now we do have wigglers, but they haven't been selling very good. So I'm going to say the wigglers, I guess up in the Chassel, Portage Lake area, are not doing too good. I mean, I'm selling a lot more waxworms and small minnows than wigglers.
Okay. Have you heard anything about depth that folks are chasing the perch at?
You know what, I'm not sure. I know that they're still catching those jumbo perch in Sandy Lake, and I'm pretty sure that's a smaller lake, so I'm pretty sure the depth might not be too deep there. It might be pretty level ground all around that lake.
Mm, okay.
But Chassel Bay, you go off the boat launch and you go right across, it's kind of by the Sturgeon River where it opens up to the bay, and that depth I know probably can't be no more than 20 or 30 feet, if that.
We're going to switch you over and talk about Huron Bay and Keweenaw Bay, as Richard has got some reports to tell us about there as well. So stay tuned. We'll continue with Richard from Northwoods Trading Post in Hancock later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.